Now, there are some who go around telling people that once you are saved, you were always saved. And it gets a little confusing for people because a lot of times that message comes along with the concept or the idea that, you know, it doesn't matter what you do and that you can do anything and God is not going to turn you away once you're saved. See, there's some elements of truth in this, but it's not totally accurate, and it can confuse people, and people can stumble over these things. Because God, you know, Jesus said that, you know, when there is this trust of the Father, that he will keep those who come to him. He won't turn them away, and that he intends to keep them all the way into the end. But the idea that we can just go about and be unchanged by the grace of God, because grace is powerful, it is amazing, but to be unchanged in it, it goes against other places in the scripture, you know, this idea of that we can just do anything. Paul himself said it's not a license. The grace of God is powerful, but it's not a license to go and sin. In fact, Jesus himself, when the woman was caught in adultery and they came to test him, to try to you know, catch him in saying things or doing something that would give them reason to persecute him or to take him in and to arrest him. And so they tested him with this. And when the woman who was caught in the very act, what were those men doing that they found this person? Maybe one of them was the other person. They only brought the woman, not the man. Caught in the very act, why didn't they bring them both? Maybe one of those, I don't know. Doesn't tell us in the scripture, but it's a little suspect why it's only the woman they brought. But that's another story. But what I'm getting to here is that many times, and people use this and these other examples, Jesus loved the sinners, Jesus did these things, he didn't turn them away. That is true, and he won't turn you away. But he always says, like he did the woman caught in adultery, he said, go and sin no more. See, there's an expectation. And there is power behind what he says. He doesn't ask us to do something we're not capable of. And we're not capable in ourselves, but he gives us the power. That's what grace is for, to leave the sin behind.